אוקיי, צהריים טובים רבותיי, תזכור שם רבות, נעימות וטובות. בין כסל לעשור, we are, hopefully everybody is here is צדיקים, so עשרת ימי תשובה has zero bearing to you. But in case you're not, so, נפתח פריים. So it's good to be מרבה זכויות. I like to quote this מתי אפרים, in סימן תף קוף פי גימל, he says that if a person has the opportunity, it's good to learn about and purchase the Arba'at Aminim during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Ben Kesel La'asor, because it is another additional zechut before Yom HaKippurim, which actually spills into another machloket. There's a machloket when to do Birkat Levana. Some say a person should davka do Birkat Levana within Aseret Yemei Teshuvah for the same svara. The Rama brings down, and that's the seems to be minhag ha'olam to do Birkat HaLevana not before Motzei Yom Kippur. Gadav Mevusamim, especially this year when Motzei Yom Kippur coincides with Motzei Shabbat, in which case it's always beneficial to do it then. But the idea is to try to be marbe b'zchuyot during this time. So, continuing with our minhag from last year of speaking some Divrei Torah on the Arba'at Aminim, last year we spoke extensively about the different kinds of etrogim and the minhagim of different parts of Am Yisrael and why each group or sect in Am Yisrael chose specific gidulim. And I'd like to focus now a little bit on one of the unsung minim, which is the hadas. You know, if you have any exposure to the third Pirik of Masechet Sukkah, Pirik Lulav HaGazul, every min has its own Mishnah. Every starts with Lulav, and then Etrog, and then Hadas, and then Arava, which is a little bit interesting. Some Mefarshim ask, obviously the Etrog is the most chashuv of the Arba'at HaMinim. So wouldn't it have made sense to start the Pirik with Etrog, Etrog HaGazul? But the Bet Yosef backhandedly answers this question in Siman Taf Resh Nun Aleph. And he writes, why is it, there's a few answers, why is it that when we make a bracha on the minim, what's the bracha we make? Al Netilat Lulav. So, a few questions. First of all, why Davka Lulav over the other minim? And why couldn't it be, why does it have to be one min over the other, as opposed to Al Netilat Arba'at HaMinim? Yeah? Or Al Netilat Lulav Hadas Arava Ve'etrog, or any other order thereof. Why did Chazal decide to incorporate the Lulav into the Bracha and to kind of isolate the Bracha to Lulav? So the Bet Yosef gives a few answers, and he writes, number one, that the Lulav is the Gavoa Mikol HaMinim. First of all, it's the tallest, and therefore innately it's more Chashuv, just because of its grandeur, its stature, its tall. Number two, is Rov HaMitzvot Kshurin Lo, which means a majority, three out of the four minim, are tied or bound to the lulav, and therefore it takes precedence. Now, so it wouldn't make sense to say lulav hadas va'arava, because then you'd be leaving out etrog. If you had to pick one over the others, it would be lulav, because A, it's the tallest of all of them, plus rova mitzvot kshurim bo, in which case, that's why Chazal gave it its own name. Okay, but that's also why backhandedly answer the question of why the Perek started with Lulav HaGazul. The Mishnah started with Lulav because the Chashivut goes to the Lulav, כמו שמצינו לגבי הברכה. Now, the third Mishnah in the Perek, first it's Lulav, then Etrog, then Hadas. The Mishnah says over here, here we go. Hadas HaGazul ויבש פסול, fine. Many of the other mitzvot, or the halachot, that refer to the hadas, they're not in the Mishnah, they're in the continuation of the Gemara. And the Gemara explains as follows. Listen carefully to the words. Tana, the Gemara quotes a baraita, Aitz avot kasher, b'sheno avot pasul. The Torah refers to the hadas as anaf aitz avot, which literally means a branch of braided leaves. So avot is a reference to being covered, mechupe, kli'ah, some sort of a braid, which Chazal understood as the hadas, because the hadas, if you see how the there's different ways that it can grow, but preferably the way, the preferred gidul of hadas is that the leaves cover the stick, the, you know, the stem of the hadas, and it kind of looks like a braid. It looks like it's, you know, kind of interlocking one another. Now, interestingly, there's a shita, the Bet Yosef, also in Siman Taf Resh Mem Vav, quotes from, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch, what's the order of the minim? Not like the Mishnah. You know that. Lulav, Hadas, Arava, Etrog. Taf Resh Mem, He, Vav, Zain, Chet. So he goes out of the order. It's interesting. He starts with Lulav, but the order of the Halachot does not follow the order of the Mishnayot. Okay. Shitav the Bahag that the Bet Yosef brings down. Very, very interesting shita. Some people try to be makpid. Is that the leaves of the hadasim, now it's all the same species, but the leaves of the hadasim should not be greater than an agudal, than the nail on your thumb. Meaning very, very small leaves. Today, a majority of those of the hadasim on the market have bigger leaves. Again, it's the same thing. It's just genetics, how they grow. But there is such a chumrah. Most poskim are doche, the opinion of the Bahag, but it is such a thing. So, now, the Gemara, based on the wording of the pasuk, says that if the hadas is braided, it's kasher. If it's not braided, it's pasur. Now, says the Gemara, what does that mean? Hechida me'avot. What is this braid that we speak of? Amar Rav Yehuda, v'udekayme tlata tlata tarfe bekina. This is talking about when you have three leaves per node. That's tlata tlata tarfe, three leaves, bekina is per node. Now, a tremendous machloket rishonim ensues. Rashi, Tosafot, Rosh, Ran, Bet Yosef, about how to understand this Gemara. Lefi pshuto, the way we've understood until now is that a hadas has to have three leaves per level, and the leaves have to be meshulashim, which means at least to the, you know, just a basic view, it looks like they're emerging from the same level. The Gemara says that there's something called the hadas shote, which is if the hadasim do not emerge from the same level, if you have one from here and then two on top and then one from another, that's called the hadas shote. The Gemara brings down a machloket amoraim, whether it's kasher, maskanat agmara, vechen pasku. Kol haposkim is that hadas shote is pasul lamitzvah. Okay, although some amoraim took it, nevertheless, l'alaha hadas shote pasul. There's even a discussion among the poskim. You know, there are certain keilot, certain communities in Am Yisrael that take a lot of hadasim. Kedivra Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person wants to be mosif, hadasim, you need a minimum of, in order to be yotze the mitzvah, how many of each min do you need? One lulav, one etrog, ve'asur lehosif. Okay? A minimum of three hadasim and two aravot, umutar lehosif. The Rambam says meforash that a person who wants to be mosif, yachol lehosif, he says the minhag was not to, but if you want to be mosif, you may, both on hadasim and aravot. Other poskim say that it's asur to be mosif in the to be mosif on the aravot. Okay, whatever it is. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say if you have three hadasim avot, three hadasim kshirim, and now I want to add on from other hadasim, but all I can find is hadasim shotim. Am I allowed to add on to the bundle with hadasim shotim? Yesh lachkor. What's the hakira built on? Even when you add on, it has to be me'arba'ata minim. You can't add on a random min. So the question is whether hadas shote is considered a completely different min, or is it the same min of hadas, just what, it grew funny. That's the poskim are done. La'alakha ul-ma'aseh, Marana Bet Yosef, and many, many other poskim, if you look in Siman Tafresh Mimbab, haskamat rov kechol poskim is that hadas shote is the same min of hadas, it just grew funny, and therefore it is not chotzitz. You're not, if you don't have three avot, you're not yotze the mitzvah, but once you have three avot, you are able to be mosif al yedei the hadas shote, and it's not considered a chatzitza. That's that. Now, huh? They don't have to take hadas shote, they can take hadasim kshirim too, but if they want to be mosif, I think Temanim do it also. That, you know, a hole looks like a bush. Yeah? I think Chabad takes 36, Temanim lo yoda. Come and look. Kama she'efshar. Yeah? Lechon amarbe. Yeah, harizem shubach. Yeah, anyway. Kacha. Im kvar. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, bekitzur, so over there, if it, there's no mitzvah not to take hadas kasher, but if they want to take hadasim shotim, ze mutar. Interesting, the name Chazal picked for a non-avot hadas. Yeah, the irony is pretty, you know, hu shote, chere shote vekatan. Yeah, anyway, bekitzur, what is this avot, tlata tlata tarfe bekina, that the Gemara talks about? I want to read to you the language of the Lashon of Rashi, and then listen carefully and tell me what you think this means la'alacha. I'm going to be very, very medayik in the words. Rashi HaKadosh writes as follows. Tlata tlata bechad kina, shlosha alin beken echad, three leaves. Kin is, you know what a kin is? I mean, nest, but not here. Over here it means a node. If you ever look at hadasim, the point where they emerge from the bark, that's called a kin. So again, Rashi says, shlosha alin beken echad, yotzin mitoch oketz echad. The kin and oketz are really interchangeable. So Rashi quite clearly seems to be saying that what? He's not saying three leaves per level. He seems to be saying what? Three leaves per node. And they're actually, on every level of the hadas, there are three nodes. So if you make the cheshbon, what does it come out? Nine leaves. According to Rashi, that comes out as nine leaves. Not to be confused with what the Gemara b'Hemshech, this is Sukkah Lamed Bet Amud Bet, and Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, what the Gemara calls Hadasah Asa Mitzra'ah, Hadasah Mitzri. Hadasah Mitzri, the Gemara says, had seven leaves. That was a special brand, a special zan of Hadas that grew in Mitzrayim that had seven. But according to Rashi, that's not even what the Torah is talking about. The way when the Torah says Anaf Etzavot, Rashi Mefaresh, Tlata Tlata Bechad Kina, this is the actual zan of Hadas, three per node, which would mean, just simple math, nine per level. Tosafot and the Rosh, on the spot, pounce on Rashi. Listen to Tosafot, I'll read it to you. Here. Tlata tarfe bichad kina, shlosha alin bekin echad, viyotzin mitoch oketz echad, ketipiresh bekuntres. First Tosafot quotes Rashi, vechen piresh, tre vechad, shne alin beoketz echad, veale echad milmaala, veole verochev al shneim. Okay, that's how he explains the Hadash Shoteh. That's the next part of the Gemara. Says Tosfot, "V'chumra gedolahi de'eno matzui." He says what Rashi explains is a chumra gedola, and it's completely uncommon, especially in Europe at the time. Doesn't exist. It's a chumra gedola, which originally Tosfot was amicable towards Rashi's pirush, but because it's so not matzui, Tosfot came to the assumption that the Torah would not be mitzaveh, this is the thought process of Tosfot and the Rosh, the Torah would not be mitzaveh something that's so not matzui. Hadas is something that's, especially in Israel and the Middle East, whatever, Europe is, you know, the Torah wasn't given in Europe, the Torah was actually given in right out of Mitzrayim, huh? Yeah, in the middle of a desert, yeah? But the desert was in the Middle East where Hadassim grow, you know what I'm saying? So, that being said, Europe is a totally different thing. But it can't be, says Tosfot Chumra Gedolahi, which now forces Tosfot to read the Gemara and, by extension, the Pasuk a little bit differently. Says Tosfot, V'shem abichad kina mikre shem smuchim udvukim ze baze af al pi shechol echad beuktso. Beken echad means when they look like one entity. Even though there's one leaf per node, but when they're on the same level and they look... You ever seen when it's a hadas mishulash, it looks like it's coming out from the same general area? It says Tosfot, ken is not a node. Three leaves coming out of the same general area, i.e. the level. And therefore, says Tosfot, v'chein, tlata bekina, chad havu yatve, that's the kidamar b'pirik ha-kones, the gemara in babakama, shlosha dekalim b'shura achat, uchmo ken, shlosha alin enan me'oketz echad, he brings re'ayot from different places in Shas, that kin just means a level. It doesn't mean a node. And therefore, la'alacha, everybody holds la'alacha, not like Rashi, like Tosfot, like the Rosh, like the Ran, Bet Yosef kacha pasak lahalacha, that all you need is three leaves per level, even though each node, even though each leaf is coming out of its own node. Now, the big question becomes, Rashi was from Europe. Rashi was born in Worms, Vermeise, in Germany, and then he moved later to Troyes in France. But, you know, to the best of my knowledge, Rashi never stepped foot in the Middle East. So that being said, and I'm assuming Hadassim were hard to come by, even regular Hadassim were hard to come by in Europe, certainly not Rashi Shitav Hadassim. Now, Rashi didn't say it's a Chumrah Gedola. Tosfot and the Rosh said it's Chumrah Gedola. And if Rashi didn't say that, and that's how he's being Mefaresh Avot in the Gemara and the Pasuk, what does that mean Rashi holds? That's Leikuva. This is how he understands the mean. And if it's not like that, it's Pasuk, which would mean, according to this, it would seem that Rashi was never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hadassim Leshitato. A lot of Poskim bring up this apparent issue. There's other answers. Maybe b'di'avad, he says, maybe b'di'avad he's modet, tosfot, whatever, that, you know, you could be yotzeh with that. But it sounds like he holds it's li'kuvah. And certainly, mitzvah min ha-muvchar, and mistama never did it because they don't have that. So, you should know that in the past few years it's been cultivated. Somebody found a famous yid in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Otnian Akta. He's from Modi'an Elite, and at some point he was in Hebron, and there were these wild hadassim growing, and he inspected them a little bit closer, and he saw, mamash, a very, very interesting thing. He saw that instead of three leaves per level, there were three leaves growing out of every node, and the hadass, mamash, looked like a bush. And he says, whoa, wait a second, that's exactly what Rashi was talking about. So apparently, it does exist. It's not so widely circulated, but apparently it does exist. So he took it and he replanted it in the Golan, in the Tzafon of Eretz Yisrael, and he started cultivating it, and it became a bigger thing in Eretz Yisrael, and now here as well. I carry them, Baruch Hashem. The Rishiva just took a few this morning. It was Kimotzei Shalan Rav. Now, the issue became, I told the Rishiva this controversy, Gedolei HaPoskim have been using this Hadas for many, many years since it's been found. Among them, Gaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Gaon Rav Scheinberg, Alav Shalom, many Geonei Olam, Hen Asfaradim, Hen Ashkenazim, Gaon Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Gaon Rav David Yosef, Gaon Rav Amar, they're all maskim that it's good. There were irurim on this species of hadas because of this Mishnah. And the Mishnah writes that, O she'ayu anavav merubot me'alav pasul, v'im mi'atan kasher, v'im mi'atin b'yom tov. The Mishnah says that apparently there are some sort of berries. I don't know if you ever saw hadassim when they usually come pretty clean. But if you ever see hadassim growing, they grow with berries. And the Mishnah says that if there's too many berries, if there's more berries than leaves, it makes a pasul. Later on the Gemara discusses, well, hold on, not all berries share this halacha. You remember, what does the Gemara say? Depends on the color. Green berries, mutar, it doesn't matter how many. Which are the berries that are posil if they're too numerous? Shorim. Black or red ones. Those are the ones that are posel. And what happens if you have a hadas that has overloaded with berries? Why can't she be mima'it biyom tov? Mishum? Mitaken mana. You're taking it from being pasul to being kasher. You can't do that on yom tov. You have to do it before yom tov. A big ir'ur for many years was that this was not the hadas that the Torah is talking about. It's similar, just like aravot have similar species to it, which are not aravot. The weeping willow, you know, the tree, looks exactly like an arava, but what? It's not. It's dome. So people, a lot of people had irurim on this hadas, and they said it wasn't min hadas. It's a totally different thing. It doesn't normally grow like that. V'haraya, that it grows without berries. And the Mishnah says clearly, it's not that every hadas has to have a berry, but the min has to have berries. You look at regular hadasim, sometimes you get lucky, you'll see little berries on the bottom of the pack that fell off. I don't know. You ever see them? They look like little pomegranates. They're berries. They have like a little crown around them. They're edible, by the way. I feel like it's a Temani thing to have like a hadas bush in your backyard also. Mistam, right? Etrog tree, a palm tree. They probably like planted this stuff. Like, no, I know a lot of Temani that planted it in their backyards. Just because that reminds them of home, you know, like that. Anyway, it's like a Temani thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Temani, you should know. The Alter Temanim, they were jacks of all trades. He's a chazan, and a mori, and a mohel, and a shochet, and a sofer, and a farmer, and a maod. Yeah, anyway, that's just what they did. They were very talented in anything that had to do with Avodat HaKodesh, anything that had to do with mitzvot v'zeh. They were so mechabev et mitzvot, so... Even unfortunately, the Temanim went through a lot when they emigrated from Teman to Eretz Yisrael. V'alach b'sa'arot Teman. It says the Mashiach is going to, Teman Yavo, he's going to come from the... Teman doesn't mean necessarily the country, it means the south. Anyway, mikol makom, there's a... they went through a lot of things that made a lot of them, unfortunately, non-religious. When they see mitzvot, they're like, they melt. Shomen etrog, he's like, he's from again. You know what I'm saying? You show him, tztakil, sefer Torah, like, he doesn't know what to do with himself. Because they have nitzotz, bifnim. It's not only temanim. It's like, Am Yisrael. The nitzotz is there. You just got to light it up. Am Yisrael is flammable. Very flammable. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, like in gas stations, they tell you not to light up a cigarette next to the pump because it's like even the vapors are flammable. Am Yisrael is more flammable than gas vapors. You need a little thing, boom, they're lit. Am Yisrael shelanu, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem v'asher chelkechem. Anyway, mikol makom, so they had this Eir'ur, and this year, I took it because Gedulei Yisrael already paskened on it, but I always had, it weighed me down. The controversy weighed me down. And this year, I had a big nachat ruach, because a very good friend of mine, I know you might remember him from yeshiva, his name is Rav Avi Heinberg. He used to be in yeshiva for many years, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he's my, arba'at aminim wise, he's my boots on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. So he calls me one day. He went picking Rashi Hadassim for me. And he called me like in the middle of the night, right, like some crazy hour. He's like, wake up, wake up. I have great news. I'm like, what? And the kids are, see, he's like, what? I'm like, what happened? He says, I found Anavim. You found grapes? Like, what? Like, okay, shkoyach. I said, "Brupriayet v'lech lishon." You know, I don't know. He's like, no. Rashi has anavim. Rashi has anavim. Yes, Rashi was a winemaker. Yeah, but he's like, no. Rashi hadasim have berries. He says he went to the field and he saw, and he collected them. He took pictures. He says, "Ani me'id." He says, "I saw it. The Rashi hadasim have berries." So he single-handedly put this, I don't know if it was so numerous, but he found ones that had berries, so that controversy of it being a different mean and it's not whatever, he put that to bed. And he was ma'id, I got such nachat. I said, okay, if that's what you have to wake me up in the middle of the night for, do that every day. It's nachat ruach. En simcha ke atarat asfekot. You know what I'm saying? It's a big deal. So, anyway, this big question on Rashi of how he was mekayim the mitzvah l'shitato, is still standing. There's big pulmusim about it. No good answer. It's a big question. Different people have different ideas about how to frame for zech, but that's the idea here. So anyway, I wanted to focus on one of the, sometimes hadasim and aravot, unfortunately, are not as focused on as much. You know, even in the arba'at aminim, the etrog is the melech. You know that. Etrog is the melech of arba'at aminim. He even has a crown. The epitome has a crown. Everybody always looks at him. He's so popular. You know what I'm saying? And the other minim, lulav gam. You know, they pay him a lot of attention. Hadasim v'aravot, you know what I'm saying? A little bit less. Aravot mamash the less. I told Rav Mansur Avar yesterday, he was so sameach. The Midrash says, it's in Vayikra Rabbah, in Parashat Emor. The Midrash brings down that each one of the minim corresponds to a different category of Am Yisrael. Nachon? Etrog, yesh lo ta'am, v'yesh lo reach. Lulav, palm tree, dates, yesh lo ta'am, aval en lo reach. Hadasim, yesh lo reach, v'en lo ta'am. Aravot ma? Nimtza kereach mikan u'mikan. En lo ta'am, en lo reach, klum. What is that? Torah, the Torah is a reference to ta'am. Yeah? Metukim middevash v'nofet sufim. Ah, eze, metikuta Torah. Reach is a reference to Ma'asim Tovim. So now let's break it down. What do you have? The etrog is keneged the tzaddikim. What are they? Gam Torah, gam ma'asim tovim. They embody, you know, near shlemut in avodat Hashem. Hadasim, lulav, tamar, has ta'am, but no reach. What's that? That's a Talmid Chacham. This is Chacham b'Torah, but doesn't really have ma'asim tovim. Doesn't have the reach. Hadasim is the opposite. You know, anashim pshutim, regular people, maybe even Am Haaretz, who doesn't have Torah, but he has ma'asim tovim. And then what do you have? What do you have? The Arava? Arava is Rasha'im. No Torah, no ma'asim tovim. Empty, empty, empty. What does the Gemara say? Besof Chagiga? Kefela harimon rakatech mibad litzamatech. Al tikre rakatech ela rekanin. That means, what do we learn from here? The Gemara says, afilu poshei Yisrael begufan meleim mitzvot karimon. That's one of the Yiratzon, I don't know if Ashkenazim say, we say in Rosh Hashanah, Yiratzon sheniyem meleim mitzvot karimon. Shmuel, I didn't know, Ashkenazim only take karimon belel sheni. No? Is that a thing? I went to Ashkenazim this year for Zeh, and they didn't take it out on the first night. They took it out only on the second night. You have to look into that. Is that a thing? So we say Yiratzon Shenihye Mele'im Mitzvot Karimon. That's in Yeshiva. They took first night and second night. Chassidim, I'm sure, do, because the Ari. Okay. Anyway, he's Chassidish a little. Anyway, Rabbi Kirshenbaum was by, I would say, at least 60% of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Kirshenbaum was at my house. Anyway, Bekitzer, no, it's good. It's my shver was there, my father was there, and I'm telling you, Omrim, you know, Befanav, you can say Miktzat Shivcho. Shelo Befanav, Shel Agid Kol Shivcho. Talmid Chacham, Ma'amik. You see, he can't, every time he has a Shaila or an Einfal or something, knocks on the, just comes in. I have a Chiddush. Shachin. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, I need a cup of milk. I have a chiddush. I need a chiddush. You know, and he comes in. He had a shayla. Bilel sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, he had a shayla. And he came in. He had all shtikl Torah. I told him, Ayin, Tosfot, Betza, Kav Bet Amud Aleph, Bet Yosef, Siman, Tafkuf Yudalet. I gave him a whole rundown of many mekumot. The kind of, you know, took apart a shtikl Torah. But whatever. Anyway, I told him, Mishnah Barak Kach Pasak La'alacha. I told him, and he was like bewildered. I told him, look, he comes over for the Suda the next day, second day of Rosh Hashanah on Friday. He told me he was up at 4 in the morning. He couldn't sleep all night. And he said, he was looking up the whole, all of them. He says, what you said is good, but, and then he countered for this and this and this. I countered back, and that was the whole second day Suda. My shver was there. My that was that. Nobody else mattered at the moment because right now we had to get pshat. Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Everything on Rosh Hashanah, simana milta. The Torah is the greatest siman. The Torah is the greatest siman. Zeh ha-siman hachi tov. Simana miltahi. That's what it is, Rabotai. Thank you all for coming. Tizkulu shanim rabot, na'imot v'tovot. Gmar chatima tova, and chag sameach.